Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Lamed Beis, as we continue here in Perek Kira, and yesterday we started the second half of Kira, so to speak, conceptually, and that is the issues of Muksa that comes up. We mentioned it's related to the previous Mishnayos, why it's here, because we spoke about the candles and the oil at the end of the previous Perek, by Malikin, and now we're talking the first example given for Muksa is the dripping of the oil that you're not allowed to take, because of creating and putting a bowl there. We said Eidos to Kli, based on the principle of Mavato Kli Meichano. So we're up to the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis, but I did not read the Rambam. So let me just read the Rambam, explaining some of the Inyani Muksa. We know there are many different examples of Muksa, types of Muksa, Muksa Machbis Gufo, Muksa Machbis Mios, Muksa Machbis Isser, Klishim Lachtel Isser, might be another one if you put it in that category. Muksa Huksa Li Isura, Huksa Li Mitzvaso. So many different types, which some of them will come up. So the Rambam says, a part of Muksa, the end of Perek Chavdalet in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam says, Asru Chachamim L'taltel, Miksas Dvarim B'Shabbos, Kederach Sh'Osa B'Chol, it's Asr for the Chachamim Asr. Again, the whole world of Muksa is Drabanan, right? It's nothing to, Ein Lo Ikara Min HaTorah. Pashtus. So also the Chacham say you can't move certain items on Shabbos, like on Chol. Why? Very unusual for the Rambam to give three different reasons why the world of Muksa was created. V'amru, Uma'im is Yiru Nevi'im, V'tzivu, Shelo Yehei Luchach B'Shabbos Ki Luchach B'Chol. Well, if the Nevi'im say, if your Hiluch, if you're walking on Shabbos, it has to be different than you're walking during the week. V'lo Sichas HaShabbos Ki Sichas HaChol. And you're talking on Shabbos, it has to be different than you're talking during the week. Shenemar v'daber davar. We have to be different. Kalvachomer shlo yetiltu b'Shabbos ketiltu b'chol. So your involvements should be different on Shabbos than it is during the week. Kidei shlo yeh yom chol be'enav. So that it's not weekday in your eyes. So that you might just think that's a zilzul in general. But the Rambam said no. Not just a zilzul, but v'yavo lahagbia ulasakin kelim mipina lapina. This is like the Ramban in Parshas Emor. And you could spend your whole day busy doing stuff without appreciating the day it is. You can lift up Caleb from this corner to that corner, Omi Bayis Labayis, Olatz Nia Avanim B'chayesman, or deal with your rocks in your yard, which is only an issue of Muksa, if it's not an issue of Choresh. Shariyu Batel, V'yoshe B'veso, because after all, you're home. V'yavakish Dovashi Sasek Bo, you're looking for things to do. Right? You can't be on your phone. You can't go to work. You can't this. So what are you going to do? So I might involve myself in cleaning my garage or doing other things. V'nimsa shelo shavas. And it will come out that if I'm involved in so many things and I'm so busy, I did not rest on Shabbos. And here the Rambam adds an important line. U'batel atam shenemar batorah l'man yanuach. And I would have nullified the idea that it says in the Torah of l'man yanuach, meaning Achronim point out, this might be an example of a Rambam, that the Chiyuvim of Muksa, as we said, is older Rabbanan. But the Kiyum of Muksa might be a Kiyum Daraisa. Because the Rambam says, when we fulfill the laws of Muksa, and have and create a different type of involvements in my day, so that's part of the Daraisa of Laman Yanuach, Sharcha V'chamarcha V'alotcha, like you should create a day of Menucha. So that is, even though it's Darabanan, but it's a Kiyum Daraisa. Right? You have this various times. Neris Chanukah, according to the Chasam Sofer. According to Neris Chanukah, obviously it says Mitzvah Drabanan, did not exist earlier, but many say it's a Kiyum Daraisa of Hodah Al Hanes. If there's a Mitzvah Daraisa of Hallel, the Ramban says the Mitzvah Daraisa of Hallel, so that it could be that through the candles, which are Lahalo Lahodos, right, so that could be, or saying Hallel on Chanukah also. Both of those could be a Kiyum Daraisa of Hallel Al Hades. So that's number one, that it should be a different day. It should be a different day than during the week. Va'od, and number two, says the Rambam, k'shiyavaker v'yataltel kelim shemalachton le'iser, after she'yisazik mem ad v'yavod de'malacha. Number two, one of the categories of muksa, which is a different type of muksa, klish shemalachton le'iser, handling pens and staplers and scissors, and all of those are allowed to be moved, but they can't be moved stam. Why? Because you might come to use it. Not a good idea to handle items that one can do malacha with because you might have to do a malacha. And number two, uvid number three, va'od mipnei shemiksas ha'am einam ba'ali umnios. There are people out there that aren't professionals The whole week they're sitting on the street corners. The whole week. Kagon hatayalim v'yoshvei kranos. Shekol yameim hein shozim malacha. They're unemployed the whole week. Or they're retired because they made enough money in their early years. And they're not doing anything the whole week. Vim yehe mutter lahalechu ladaber ulataltel kashar hayamim. And if it would be mutter to just do like other and be involved in other, like the rest of the days, nimsa shaloshavas shvisa hanikeres. Another important principle. It'll come out that it won't be a recognizable shvisa. Lefichach shvisa midvaram elu hi ashvisa hashava b'chol adam. Good. And that's the Rambam, the third idea. That has to be a shvisa nikeres, which again is a separate topic that we could talk about. But again, those are the three of the Rambams. Number one, it should be a different because you have to create a day of rest and you don't want to be involved like other days. Number two, you might come to do malacha. And number three, you need a shvisa nikeres. The Rambam here quotes, I don't know why the Rambam didn't say what the Gemara says. The Gemara has a line that sounds like the Isra of Muksa has to do with the Isra of Hotza'ah. Right? If you're involved in so many things and handling so many things on Shabbos, then you might come to carry them out if you're just acting as business as usual. So then it could be lita hotzah, gather hotzah. That's the right idea. Say four different ideas relating to issues of muksa. And then the Rambam, the next parak hafei, goes into the different types of kalim and many of the sources that we're going to have here and that we had already. We had the paga. And shatamna bin charara shatamna. Okay, so let's get now into the Mishnah. Laman alef and a base. Metatla ner chadash avalo yashan. The Tanakhama says you're allowed to move around a ner. What does ner here mean? You know, one of those little lamps that they used to have. You put oil in and you have the wick sticking out. So you're allowed to be metaltel one if it was never used before, but not if it was used already. Lo yashan, not yashan. Why? The Gemara in the Bavli says we're talking about an earthenware ner, which after you use it even once becomes disgusting. And therefore, it's muksa machmas mius. Something that is disgusting is muksa to move. Muksa machmas mius. The word muksa means it's separated. It's the opposite of muchan. So all types of muksas, what they have in common is that it is not prepared for Shabbos. So if you have something that's disgusting, so then it's not prepared for Shabbos, and therefore, you can't move it. That's betal lener chadash avalo yashan. Rabbi Shimon Omer, just parenthetically, we do have a concept in Hilchos Shabbos, that if there is something disgusting that is in the area where I'm living and I want to move it, even though it has no purpose, I'm allowed to move it. Right? That's called Graf Shel Rei, the heter of, let's say, I don't know, you change a baby's diaper. So now that diaper has no purpose. You have to leave it there on the floor right after you change it? No, of course not. Right? That's Graf Shel Rei, you can take it out. Right? The garbage gets full. You're taking out the garbage. So there it's also a heter of there are non-muksa items in the garbage too. But even if you want to say everything in the garbage has become the status of not usable on Shabbos, so still it's mutter because of Graf Shel Rei, because if something is has no use but it's ruining my own Shabbos in a disgusting way, so then I'm allowed to move it. Okay, but that's but if something is just muksa machmas mius and it's not in the way, so then I'm allowed to. So the Tanakhama says you could move in here. Chadash not Yashar, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon, who, as we will see. The Gemara says elsewhere, Rabbi Yehuda holds a muksa, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold a muksa. So that's not a fully true. Rabbi Shimon does hold a muksa, it's just less muksas. Rabbi Yehuda holds of more muksas, Rabbi Shimon holds of less muksas. Some of the principles of muksa. So here's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Ober, kol ha'neiros mitaltelim. No, you're allowed to be mitaltel even an old neir. Meaning Rabbi Shimon does not hold a muksa machmas mius. Doesn't hold of that muksa. Chutz min ha'ner ha'dolak b'shabas. The only ner that you're not allowed to move is ner ha'dolak. What does that mean? Karbat eida ba'od shehudolek. While the candle is lit. If a candle is lit, you're not allowed to move the bottom of it. Why? Because even though he doesn't hold the muksa machmas mias, and even though he doesn't hold of another muksa principle, migu de iskatsoi, if something is muksa, when Shabbos starts, it's muksa for the whole Shabbos. Migu de iskatsoi ben hashmash is katsoi lukul yoma. Even though he doesn't hold of those two, but he does hold of basis ledavar ha'aser at the time. And therefore, because in our case, when the candle is lit, when the wick is lit, the whole lamp is a basis, so that's why it would be usher to move, even according to Rabbi Shimon. You see on the top, Karban Eida, Ba'ochu Dolek, the usher mishum de nase basus adavar usher, the hainu shalheves shabo. The flame is something that's muksa, and whatever's under it is the buses, as we said. Today's daf is going to be a lot about buses. Hopefully at the end we'll be able to have some lumpus on buses, but first we'll try to get through the Gemara. So that's Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah. That as long as after it goes out, you can move it. Because he doesn't hold the muksa machmas bias, and he doesn't hold, because it was muksa beforehand, it's muksa the rest of Shabbos, bi gudis katsoi. Pasha, fine. So now the Gemara says, the Mishnah said, you can't move an old candle, an old lamp, because it's disgusting. But didn't we learn in a Mishnah later on in Shabbos? We learned in a Mishnah, you're allowed to turn over a basket so that your little chicks could do some exercise on Shabbos. Right? So that, or they could go up, they could go down. So these little chicks are going to go up, and you can go down. But wait a minute. Again, what's exactly is the question? We're going to go with one of the pshatim. But as your little chicks go up and down, when little chicks and birds go on anything, they dirty it up. Right? So what are you doing now? You're, by allowing the chicks to go up and down, you are you're making your basket disgusting. Muktzah machmas miyus. And we just said in our Mishnah that you're not allowed, the Tadakama says, avalo yashan, you're not allowed to move, muktzah machmas miyus. See here, you're creating muktzah machmas miyus, right? So it should be yasser, right? Why? Because as we said in the previous Mishnah, you're not allowed to create muktzah on Shabbos on purpose. Mevatel kli mehechan. You're not allowed to make a kli unusable on Shabbos. And remember we mentioned the last year, the two different Rashis of Masechta Shabbos, right? Is that bona? Is that soser? Two different deos in the Rashi. Is that creating your, like cementing the kli to the ground by making it unusable, and therefore it is like bona? Or no, you're destroying it because you're making it unusable. Today is in Rashi, and we mentioned the Pnei Yeshua in Shabbos Mem Gimel discusses why Rashi says two different things in two different places in the Masechta. So that's the question here. How could our Mishnah say here that Muktzah Machmas Bias is a problem? Over there it says no problem to create Muktzah Machmas Bias. The Gemara answers, that's okay. It's a machlokas tanoim. Remember, we have the second day in our Mishnah. So Amrin Hada Rebbe Yehuda, change the girsa. Right? Our Mishnah is like Rebbe Yehuda. Our Rebbe Yehuda says that it's a problem. Right? But the other Mishnah about Kofan as a Sal, that's Rebbe Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon, who says, there's no problem, O Muktzah Machmas Bias. And the light, after the light goes out, then you can move the candle, because it doesn't hold a bus, it doesn't hold of something that's, kiva diskatsoi, right? Only holds a buses. Ditani, where do you see that? Kol haneros, mitaltalin, chutz min haner, hadalek b'shabbos, divrei Rabbi Meir. All candles can be moved, all lamps can be moved, again, if they're not lit, and they're not disgusting, except for a ner that had been lit on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir does not hold the muktzah machmas bias, because after it's out, it's out. But he does hold of migo diskatsoi, right? Because here he says, as long as it was lit earlier, you can't move it now. So Rabbi Meir doesn't go all the way like Rabbi Shimon. He's in the middle, right? He holds of some muktzahs and not others. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, ner chadash, mutal tatal, yashan aslo tatal. Rabbi Yehuda says, a ner yashan aslo tatal, period. Right, and that's why, because he holds a muktzah machmas miyus. Rabbi Shimon, kol haner is mitaltalin, chutz ben haner hadalak b'shabbos. Rabbi Shimon says all candles can be moved except for ner hadalak, which if you put that into Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, means that is lit right now. That is lit right now. Kaba mutal taltala, but once it goes out, then it is mutter to be mitaltal. Fine. So now we're gonna have a discussion within Rabbi Meir. And hopefully afterwards we'll be able to talk about what the Nukris Machlokas might be about if there's time. Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Ba. Trehom B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Two different opinions within Shitas Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, what did Rabbi Meir say? Rabbi Meir says that you hold of buses and even after it's used, it remains. Right? Once you've designated it as a buses, then it's buses afterwards. Right? Once it becomes muksa on Shabbos, it's muksa. It's muksa. That's a discussion in the Gemara, Muksa Lachatzi Shabbos, but won't get into that right now. So, Chad Amar. So when Rameir said in the Brisa, that once an air was lit on Shabbos, it's usur, it's buses for the rest. So, Chad Amar, Div Rabbi Meir, Kol HaMeyuchad LeIsser Isser. Even if something has only a temporary designation, right? It's Meyuchad, you weren't Meyached, as the second day you'll see, Yichdu. We have to know what this means, but this is the way Rechaim Kadievsky explains it. Kol ha-miyuchad le-isser isser, even a temporary designation, even if something has other purposes, but right now it is miyuchad for to be the muksa item. So that's already usur. It creates a basis, and even afterwards, it's still going to remain usur. The charana amar, but the other opinion says no. Kol she yichdu l'isur isur. When does it gain the status of a basis? If this is now its only purpose, you have designated this permanently that this will be the basis for this item of muksa. Usur. So that's what Rebbe Meir says, meaning more limited. Meaning if it still has other purposes, you just put it there temporarily, so then it's not going to retain its status of buses after the muksa thing comes off. So that's the toes of the 2 days. When Rebbe Meir says that it remains a buses even afterwards, after the muksa item is off, even after the candle goes out, whatever it is this only if you are yichdu, in the second version here, that this is his only purpose for now, exclusive, permanent, forever, or miyuchad le'isser. It means you're using it now, but it's not the only tafkin. V'lo yadanin ma'namardo. I don't know who. Rabbi Yirmi or Rabbi Yal. I don't know who says what here. Who gave which shot of Rabbi Meir? Min ma damar Rabbi Chanina. Well, Rabbi Chanina said, Rabbi Yirmiya sha'al. Rabbi Yirmiya once asked, in a case where you had a bunch of bricks that was going to be used for construction, and you put a cover over the bricks to protect them, and he was surprised about that. He was surprised. We mentioned in yesterday's daf, there is a shita in the Tanoim of Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak holds, you're not allowed to move anything on Shabbos for the good of something muksa. Ein kli nitel el lezorach davar nitel. There's something muksa, I want to cover it without touching it, without moving it. That's still, you're not allowed to do that. So Rabbi Yirmiya is in that mentality here. And Rabbi Yirmiya exclaims, when he hears that somebody put the blanket over these bricks that are going to be used for construction, which are muksa machmas gufo, inherently no purpose on Shabbos, bricks used for construction, money, or other types of that. Shaul, hahein livna, these bricks, lo ki miyuchad l'isser hu? Right, aren't these bricks miyuchad for isser? So you see the lashon he used version one, right, version tzad ech, the first understanding. Are these miyuchad, meaning this blanket that you put on, and aren't they miyuchad l'isser? So havi amar du amar kol miyuchad l'isser isser, must be that he holds even something temporarily that is being used as a basis, is going to be a problem. And if he says that, so then the other shita must hold kiuch sheyichdu. It has to be a permanent. And the Gemara just adds, to help us understand, man demar miyuchad, the one who says that even a temporary designation makes it into a basis, kol shekein yichdu. So surely an exclusive designation would make it into a basis. It's here forever. Uman demar yichdu, according to the one who says, only an exclusive designation for the mutter item to be a basis, hamiyuchalo. But if it's not exclusive, it's just miyuchad now, but not forever, then it could be that the status of basis does not last. What might be the lumdus behind the different aversions? Does that have to be forever or not? Okay, it's just to mention, because we're really in the middle of the sugya, but I can't stop myself. Rav Asher Weiss, in the Minchas Asher on Shabbos, in Masechet Shabbos, so in Siman Nun Beis, he quotes a chakira regarding what's the svara, the whole idea for buses of our usr. This thing, I have a chair, and it's a chair, and a chair is mutter. I put a muksa item on the chair, so all of a sudden the chair becomes a buses of our usr. So why is that? The chair is still the dvar mutter. So what's the lundis? What happens to that? So, im yisodo v'sharsho, b'mei shahabasis tofel el hanisa alav, ubata legabelios muksa kamoso, uki'ilu davar echadheim. Does it have to do with the, we might call it the chefza, meaning the basis becomes secondary to the muksa item and the whole thing is looked at as one big muksa item. Because it services, because it's, as the muksa item on it, it's servicing the muksa item, it's batel, it loses its own identity, and therefore it's, that's how basis works. Why is the basis asur? Because it is a muksa item now. Is that what it is? Or no! Shemu yison muksa de basis mishum de haktsoas dasa adam. Magda adam maksa daito mea basis. Aga maksoas daito migufa muksa. Because I have the muksa thing on top of the chair, so I have put in my mind the chair's off limits. I was maksa daito from the chair. But it's about the gavra. Right? We had this a couple, remember we had, yes, 2 days ago? We had it. If something is not muksa, but you think it's muksa. Right? It stopped dripping before Shabbos. So inherently, it's muchan, but you don't know that, and you think it's muksa. Does it go by the chefsa? Does it go by the gavra? So here too, that's the chakir and basis. Does it go by, is it batel to the thing, or does it have to do with your das? So that could be partially what's behind this chakira. If you say it just has to do with your das, then even if it's not exclusive, if right now you have it as a basis, so it's a basis. Even if it's a temporary designation, but you right now have put that out of your das. So it should be good enough to be muksa. But if it's about being batel and totally secondary to the item and it loses its own identity, maybe that has to be permanent. Maybe if you haven't permanently made this into a basis, then it doesn't get the status of basis. Maybe right now, while it's on, it's not usable because you're going to move the muksa. But it could be that that's not on. So he quotes a bunch of nafkaminas. We'll see if we get to it. But this maybe is also possible nafkamina. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to ask a couple of our questions on each one of these. The following question is on the one that says, meaning even if it's just a temporary, it's miyuchad right now for the buses, but it's not for forever, right? There's a question on that. Why does the Nin Taman, we learned in the Mishnah in Kalim. Mishnah in Kalim, let's say you have a type of, I don't know, it's like a box or a bin that's on wheels. Box or a bin on wheels. A big box. And, sometimes you have like a garbage can that has wheels. Something like that. Mukhni shallah. So the wheels, are the wheels considered part of the bin? Or are they considered a separate entity? So, bismachi dishbates, where they come off, where they're removable. Eina chibrula. So it's not called attached to it regarding hilchos tumah v'tahara. If the barrel, whatever it is on it, becomes tame, the wheels vavdafka become tame. There are two separate items. Vein medadasima. And also when you want to measure the box, right? If there's the box is of a certain very large size, it cannot become tame. Right? It's too big to become tame, so to speak. It's not considered a kli. So you don't measure the wheels with it if the wheels are removable. Vein matzalasima ba'olames. Discussion in the Rishonim what this means. One daya, Rashi, in Shabbos says that it means, let's say, there's going over a dead body. So the thing in the box is in a separate rishus. So whatever is in the box is mutter. But what if there's something hanging over the rim of the box and it's on top of the wheels? The wheels are like these big wheels next to the box. It's hanging on top of the wheels. So if the wheels would be considered part of the kli, then the wheel also would be a hefsik and the thing on top wouldn't be tamei meis. But if it's detachable, that's what it says. Eina matzalei sima bo'ol meis. It's not, it doesn't save it. The wheels are considered separate and therefore, whatever's on top of the wheel, sticking out over the rim, is going to be tame, because it's not called in the box. The ain gorin osa b'shabis, and this last line is one that's bored for us, you can't drag this whole contraption on Shabbos, bizman sheish betocha mos. If there is money in a receptacle in the wheel, if there's money in the wheel somehow, there's a little place in the wheel, that is the wheel. You can't, why? Because the wheel is considered a separate item, and it's a buses davar aser. The wheel is now a buses for the money, so you can't move the thing. As we'll see soon, if the wheel is not detachable, so it's considered all part of the whole, it's all one thing, so it tumah goes together and omal ames goes together, and then if you have money in the wheel, it's not going to be a buses, because buses is only if something is on the ikker part of the kli, inside the box. And if it's just in the wheel, it's not. But this is what the Mishnah says. What does this have to do with us? So the Gemara continues. V'tani Allah, and we have a brisa about this. Then what does it say? It said in the Mishnah, you can't roll this whole contraption while the money is in there. Mashma, let's say the money fell out of the wheel. V'tani Allah, hayol amos v'naflu negreris. Right? If the money fell out, then it would be okay. It would not have the status of buses anymore. It fell out. But wait a minute. We said, right, there's a question. If you just, you're obviously not putting it there permanently. You're going to use this wheel, the only function of the wheel is to hold the money. Obviously not. So this is a temporary designation for the wheel. And what does it say? It doesn't have the buses once the thing is removed. So it's a raya to the shita that says only something that is exclusive and permanent. That's going to make it a buses forever. And even after the thing falls off. But here it's mashma that once it fell off, it is a mutter. And therefore it's a raya to the opinion that says it has to be permanent. But if it's temporary, you know, don't have the status of buses anymore. So isn't this Mishnah a riot to that understanding? So the Gemara says, who says this is within Rabbi Meir's opinion? Amar Rav Sheshes, to Rabbi Shimini. Maybe that whole Mishnah in Kalim is Rabbi Shimon who doesn't hold to the whole thing. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kaba Mutl Tatlo. Rabbi Shimon holds, he doesn't hold of Miko Diskatsai, the whole concept. Anyway, that once the Muksa item is removed from the buses, the whole thing is mutter. Only Rabbi Meir, this machlokas, these two versions are within Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, who holds of once something is muksa, it remains muksa for the rest of Shabbos. So according to him, So how do you create a buses that will remain even afterwards? So those were the two versions. But maybe the whole this Mishnah is not within Rabbi Meir's opinion. Maybe it's Rabbi Shimon, so you don't have a raya either way. So the Gemara says, I have a better answer. I have a better answer that you have to say it's like Rabbi Meir. Amrin, lama lesan patron la dibri akolhu b'shocheach. Oh, you saw what we haven't said yet. Why don't you say it's all about shocheach, he forgot it there. The concept of buses of davar aser is only if I put something on a hetter item with intention that it should be there all of Shabbos. Heiniach. But if I meant to take it off before Shabbos and I forgot, that's not a buses. And therefore, if somehow I could remove the muksa item indirectly, however it is, or if it falls off, that's not a buses. Buses is only if meiniach, if I put it there with intent to be there on Shabbos. But shocheach, if I forgot it there, it's not. So ask the Mishnah, why don't you say the whole, ask the Gemara, why don't you say that Mishnah Kalim about the money and the wheel? It's a case of shochach. That's what our mayor says. It's mutter after it comes off. There's another way to get out of the raya. It's like, you don't have to say it's Rabbi Shimon, right? You'd rather not say a Mishnah is only according to one opinion. So say shochach. The Gemara says, let's not yachel. No, you can't say shochach in that Mishnah because of the second half of that Mishnah. The second half of the Mishnah obviously has no distinction between shochach and hiniach. So if the seifa has no distinction, the reisha must also have no distinction. What's the seifa? Let's see it. The Tanina Taman. The Seifa has the opposite, right, what we just said. Im eina nishmetes, if the wheels don't come off that whole contraption, so then, chibrala, it's all considered one item. Like the moving garbage can. And if the garbage can becomes tame, the wheels become tame. Then im dada siman, you use it to help measure the size. Vumatzalisima balames, and it is matzil. And if there's something sticking out over the rim on top of the wheel, it will be saved, it won't be tame. Vigorin osab shabbos, avabishish patochamos. And you could roll it on Shabbos, even if there's money in there. Why? As I explained before, buses, the Gemara is telling us, assuming this yisod, buses davar ha'aser is only if the aser thing is in the ikker part of the kli. That's when the whole thing is going to be muksa. But here, the ikker part of the kli, it's fine. The money's in the wheel. I can move the box. I can move the whole thing. The money's in the secondary part. So there's not going to be even buses there. So the Gemara says, ismeimer ha'cha diri akol hi b'shocheach. Does it make a difference whether the money was put there, shocheach or heiniach, in the wheel? Makes no difference in the seifa. Even if heiniach, it doesn't matter. It's still not going to be a buses because it's not in the ikker part of the contraption. So just like in the seifa, it makes no difference. The reisha also makes no difference. And if the reisha makes no difference, then you can't answer that the reisha is shachach. So the only way out of this Mishnah is to say it's Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold to the whole concept of migu diskatsoi. Once it falls out, there's no more. Even if it was a real buses. Even if it was a real buses, once it falls out, it's not going to be a problem anymore. Good. Next. Masisa pliga alman demar, kolam yuchal isra aser. Same direction. I'm going to bring another Mishnah, the Mishnah later on here in Shabbos, that, kolam yuchal means just temporarily you've made this into a buses, but you don't mean it there forever. There's another kasha against that. Why? Because again, we're going to see. Ditaninan. The Mishnah says later on, ha'evan shall be a chavis, you have a barrel. You have a barrel with wine in it. You want to get the wine out. The problem is, you have a big rock on top of the barrel. That's the cover of the barrel. So how do you get the rock off? Right? The rock's muksa. Right? So what do you do? Kind of like, right? You want to go into bed at night and your laptop is on your bed. Right? What do you do? Right? So what do you do? So you kind of like get into bed and, put some pillows on the floor and get in and the computer will go into the pillows. So ha'evin shapia chavis, matatid barafelis. What do you do? You could tilt the barrel and the rock will fall off without touching it directly, right? But one second. If this is a real buses, then you shouldn't be able to tilt it. The barrel is a buses, right? The barrel is a buses. So it must be that because this isn't temporary, this isn't permanent, it's mutter. Again, kasha on the sheet that says, even if something is temporarily there, it's going to be a real buses. So you see, matatz even afelas. Answer the Gemara. Well, that could be shocheach, right? You meant to take the rock off before Shabbos. That's why it's not a buses in that Mishnah, right? That could be shocheach. The Gemara says, and what about the second part of that Mishnah? Umin de masra, haisa ben achavios. Look at this. You could even do this. Let's say you want to use the wine barrel in the middle of 10 barrels. So you can't just tilt it because it's like stuck between two barrels. You know what you could even do? Magbia umatatzi divino fellas. You could lift up the barrel, take it out from between the barrels, and then tilt it. So, what about that case? The Gemara says, same answer. Odu batala rabbi shocheach. Okay, that's also about shocheach. So, no kasha. So now the Gemara says, okay, now we have a kasha the other way. Mastisa plika alman demar kol, switch the girsa, sheyichtu le'isar aser. Now I have a kasha on the one that says that it has to be permanent. Permanent, exclusive. This is going to be the only reason. That's what you need to create the basis. Titanina, because what about the Mishnah we had at the beginning of today's daf? Kofin, salaf ne'evrochem, she'alav v'she'yerdu. You could turn over a little barrel so that your chicks could go up and down. V'tani Allah, olu me'alein, asa l'taltalan. But it says, if they went up on it, when they went up on it, and they were, the chicks were on this bowl at Bein Hashmashos, even after they go off, you can't move it. One second. This bowl is not there permanently. And yet, what do you see from this Mishnah and the Brisa explaining it? That even a temporary usage of an item to be a basis is going to label it for even after the muksa thing comes off. So the Gemara answer is no. Amrabi bun barchia kumir b'zira tipater b'mos. No, the point is that, as we said before, the chicks are going to dirty up this bowl, and then it's going to be disgusting. So even if the chick goes off, it's a mukhmach b'zmiyev, so therefore it's ki'ilu, this is exclusive. Skilo, this is the only purpose, because you're not going to use it for anything else while it's dirty, and therefore it is allowed. Amar le, vatani Rabbi Oshia, filu sa, filu tarka. One second. Rabbi Oshia says, those halachas in that Mishnah, about turning it over applies, even if you use fancy kalim, a sa tarkov, that's a measuring cup, that for sure, you're not going to leave there forever. Even if it gets dirty, you're going to clean it off a little bit. And you still see, you're going to tell me those are disgusting forever, and therefore you're never going to use it for anything else? That's not true. Meaning, it's a proof that even a temporary designation is going to make something a basis, at least for the rest of the Shabbos, after it comes off. No answer to that question. No answer to that question, period, right before Rabbi Yirmiyah, and that's really what we paskin. If you look in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud, Shin Yud is one of the simonim about muksa. Siv Zayin. If you make something a basis for one Shabbos, that's a basis. That's a basis. Mita sheishal amalos. Again, only if you are heiniach, not shocheach. Mita sheishal amalos. You have a bed that has money on it. Or afilu eno lehaata for hayole ben hashmashus. Asul taltala dibigul diskatsoy ben hashmashus katsoy kol yoma. You can't move it. Vuatin lekol davrish heter shemunach alav iser. Aval im ein olei atam mos v'gam lohoy. If it doesn't have it now and it didn't have a ben hashmashus and it was on and now it's off, then mutter because it was off ben hashmashus. Then Ramah talks about some other details, but again, that's what we were paskin about this case. Okay, we'll have to stop there by Rabbi Yirmiyah. But Hashem will pick up with this as we continue. Two more daf here in the third parak, and then we get back to Hatmana after that, issues of insulation. Okay, we'll stop here.